أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم. These are verses 36, 37, 38 and 39 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues the discussion on his Nabi Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. 950 years had passed. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam continued to give his da'wat and his invitation to his people with a great deal of perseverance, patience, steadfastness. The people became more and more insolent, they became more and more aggressive, arrogant against Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. Eventually Nuh alayhi salam made a dua to Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Surah Al-Qamar, Anni maghloobun fantasir. O Allah, I have been overpowered, fantasir, Allah, you help me now. O Allah, you bring about some kind of relief for me that I will be able to overpower my people. It was at that time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, and Allah narrates here, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ. It was revealed upon Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, أَنَّهُ لَيْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ, that certainly the people from your community will never bring iman, illa man qad aman, except those people who have already brought iman. This is the wisdom, this is the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The people had become arrogant. Arrogance is like an idol that is in the heart of a person. When that idol of arrogance is in the heart, there is nothing else that can enter the heart. Not iman, not the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not that relationship with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, until that arrogance is taken out. It repels everything to do with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now Allah Ta'ala reveals to Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam the reality, illa man qad aman, except those that have already brought iman. Now there is no scope for any one other person to bring iman. In other words, now you've reached the top. There is nobody else that is going to bring iman. And then Allah Ta'ala says to him, فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Do not become despondent because of what they are doing. Whatever persecution, we discuss the persecutions of how they would tie him, wrap him. They would stone Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And this Nabi of Allah Ta'ala's one dua, اللهم اغفر لقومي فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونِي. O Allah, forgive my people, for certainly they do not know me. And in that way, this continued and continued, and obviously now a person begins to think, where from here? And this was Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's dua to Allah, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِيْنَا. O Nuh, manufacture an ark, a ship, bi'ayunina wa wahyina. Ayun, in front of our own eyes. Wahyina, with our wahi, with our instruction. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had now given the instruction to Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam to manufacture this ark. In certain narrations, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam on the ground to show Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam how to manufacture this boat, how to manufacture this ark. Up to that point in time, There was no boat, there was no ark, there was no ship, there was no vessel that was ever manufactured. And from here it is clear we see that this had come down through and from the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was shown how to manufacture the wheel. Like that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was shown the manufacture of an ark. And this manufacture of this ark, can we understand that there had to be no trial and error. It had to be 100% perfect from the start. Otherwise the people would have sunk. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this power of wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends. It is sad that we are not any way attracted to wahi. We are not any way attached to the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we will find volumes and volumes in the wahi of Allah ta'ala that will show us and guide us towards the straight path, like this ark of Nuh alayhi salam that had brought the people to salvation. وَلَا تُخَاطِبَنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Then Allah ta'ala's instruction also was that do not speak to me with regards to those who had wronged. Only those who had brought iman will gain salvation on this ark. Otherwise everybody else will be drowned and destroyed. And hence don't speak to me about anyone. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Certainly they are going to be drowned. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكُ. So Nuh alayhi salam, by the instruction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he began to create or he manufactured this boat. And hence he continued to do so. كُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِ. Each time a leader from his people passed by Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. This is land, dry land. And they asked Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, what are you manufacturing? What are you doing? You said you're a messenger. Now you're doing the work of a carpenter. What is all this about? Sakhiru min. Then they began to mock at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. In certain narrations, at that particular time there was a drought, there was barely water to drink, and this is what they began to mock him about. You do not have water to drink, but you are manufacturing a vessel that will move on water. And they continued this mocking of him. قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, this was by the wahi of Allah Ta'ala, that if you people mock me now, فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. Then we will make a mockery of you in the future, like how you made a mockery of us now. Now it is not befitting and becoming of a Nabi to make a mockery of anyone, but here it is more in the meaning that you still have the opportunity of bringing iman, and you still not bringing iman. You can see all of this happening. There's a preparation for some great event that is going to take place. Bring iman, but the people refuse. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Very soon you will come to know. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ. To whomsoever the azab comes, يُخْزِيهِ. That azab will disgrace that person. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And upon him will be a continuous, lasting, permanent azab that will remain upon him. And hence in this way, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam went through these trials and tests. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.